The volunteers from different organizations created the organizations and found the funds to hire some staff people, because it would have been very difficult to do this work without paid staff. And we had four people at the peak, one person overseeing all the work and doing some case management, another caseworker, and two folks more on the construction end. And we formed and found funds and developed an intake process and a process to vet these cases, make sure they met criteria. We worked very closely with FEMA, became a FEMA-designated long-term recovery group. That is what really helped us access the available funds.
How much money?
Our funding for people affected by the tornado primarily came from two sources. There was a state disaster relief fund that the state had formed at a previous weather-related event, and that we received about $140,000 from that group for victims. And Catholic Charities donated another $80,000 to $90,000. The balance came from for our operating the organization, which were more general funds, from these other groups. We had to the tune of probably $100,000 over the course of 2 years to fund it. The Community Foundation also came in with a nice grant at the end to help us finish up. So much of this was building the plane as we were flying it, as they say. A lot of just forging ahead, trying to figure out, find this path one step at a time, because this area had not had experience with this kind of work.
And how many people did you help, and what sort of help was it?
We did a lot of referrals to existing agencies, but the number that I'll highlight is that we took on 90 projects for homeowners who weren't able to get help from other agencies or through their own resource means. One of those projects was a major rebuild. There was a dozen major repair projects, and there was another 25 more minor repair projects, and 60 or so projects that involved small repairs and yard work. The total spent on, when you combine everything, was actually close to, just doing the math really quickly, almost $300,000 that was spent on that work.
And so now the recovery is complete from the tornado in Springfield?
Well, I'm sure there's people who have outstanding issues. What happened, we had to draw a line where, because we had limited resources, the cases had pretty much stopped coming in at a very slow rate. And also cases that were still coming in were probably not meeting criteria, maybe, because we were really focused on our money available was for people who were affected specifically by the tornado. And since then, there's also been other weather events, and it became hard to determine. Our funding was, we were beginning to reach the end of it for both people affected and for staff purposes. And so it was really 23 months, pretty much to the day of the tornado, that we officially closed our doors. We still have housekeeping things to get in order, but it took just under 2 years, which I feel actually was pretty good. I think that there's other disasters that we know of that even 2 years later, they're not, there's an awful lot of need still unmet.